Hey, good morning, y'all. I'm Martha Norwalk, fresh off the Love Train. Welcoming you to the second hour of this week's edition of Animal World. We're here every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. You can tune us in on the radio dial. You can tune us in on the internet via streaming audio. That means you can share us. Your family and friends around the country, around the world, they've got internet access. And the best way to pull up the stream, go to the Animal World website. That would be MarthaNorwalk.com. Click on the Listen Live link upper right. That'll click you through the 1150 KKNW website. Click on Listen upper left and then Listen Online. And you'll be all set to stream the show. And you can find us on Facebook these days. Go to Facebook. Search Martha Norwalk's Animal World. And I have to tell you, I posted one of the best photos that I've seen in a really long time. Caption underneath is "All dogs go to heaven." Someone took this photo, it's of the clouds. And my gosh, Nathan, you got to get on. Go on my Facebook right now and you look at that. And you tell me if you don't see a border collie.
I've seen it.
Have you seen it? It is definitely a border collie. And it looks like another dog is bringing it something to greet it. It's like, oh my gosh, it is the best.
Kind of reminds me of when Abby's looking out a window and sitting down and her tail is just spread out. And
it looks just like a border collie, doesn't it?
Yep.
All right, Natasha, so are we all just making up something or
no.
Is there a message in the sky there?
There's always messages in the sky. There are times when it's like, I've had a picture where I had like 15 faces in it.
Oh, wow.
I mean, it was like, and they were all
in the
magical
clouds, you
yeah,
mean?
Yeah, exactly. I almost every picture I take has something.
But that's just, I just fell in love. Yeah. That's just like, wow.
Isn't that
that's
neat?
A border collie if I've ever seen one. Yep. I don't see anybody could look at that and not see a border collie.
Uh-huh.
I mean, it just is so clear. Anyway, it's really special. And there's a lot of cool stories on that, on the Animal World Facebook page from this week. But that photo really, really takes the cake. And and if you love beautiful flowers, you should go to my personal page. I have to tell you, I don't think I've talked about this on the air, but I don't know how many months ago it was. I just decided, you know, there's nothing good to post about. So I got to find a way to just post wonderful stuff. I mean, then I found the wonderful world of flowers. And, you know, I love flowers, and they just probably figured, well, flowers are good for everybody. So I just try every day to post a picture of beautiful flowers. Man, are there some hot ones. And the one I just posted, oh, my gosh. And it's up from your neck of the woods, the tulips and then the sunset. Oh, knock your socks off.
Yep.
Anyway, so you can go to my personal page. And I always post to the public. So even if you're not my friend, you can find Martha Norwalk on Facebook. And you'll get to see all the beautiful flowers. But
yeah.
Some really,
up
really
in the Skagit
ones.
Valley, you know, the saying is we live in God's country, you know, because it's like the sun rises and the sun sets and the waters and the mountains. You know, seeing the reflection off of Mount Baker of a sunset is just beautiful.
All right. Well, let's see. Since now that you've said this. All right. Here's the one I'm thinking about.
Uh-huh.
Is that spectacular?
That is spectacular.
Look at that.
Wow.
Is that spectacular? I don't know if you can see it through the Stacy, but I mean, hot pink tulips with a hot pink, orange, and purple sunset behind it. It's like, it doesn't even look real.
And I've never seen those clouds before, just that purple and pink.
Yeah, is that,
that color?
I mean, gosh.
There's been some
doesn't
beautiful
sunsets. Doesn't that just do
sunsets.
It for you? So I printed these pictures. That, now, wait till you see this one, the one after this. It's got to be some kind of orchid.
Uh-huh.
It looks like a dove angel.
Yep.
Yeah.
That's an orchid. Is that unbelievable?
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah.
You can definitely see the head and beak and eyes of a bird in there.
Yeah. So, okay. So, you guys, if you want these to come up for you and brighten your life, go to Facebook and just ask, if you're not my friend, Martha Norwalk, send me a friend request, and then they'll show up in your street. But I've just, these photos, I mean, they do it for me. I figure they do it for my friends, and I get wonderful comments and all of that. So if you want something wonderful, let's look at flowers. All right. So let's see, where are we now? Let's, Natasha, we haven't completely, by the way, phone calls do take priority today. So if you have a behavior training or healing question or story or anything about animals or a follow-up, Stephanie, where are you? We didn't hear from you last week. Want to know how you're doing. Please give us a call. Or if you need a personal reading with Natasha or want her to look at the energy of anything, I mean, you can call for both of us or one of us or just to call and chat. Anyway,
Number. We're in a moment of big shifts and changes, and so something.
Well, I'm going to ask you that next, but let me get out the phone numbers. All right, so local number, 425-373-5527. That's 425-373-5527. Toll free is 1-888-298-5569. 1-888-298-5569. So we, of course, you can interrupt us anytime. Otherwise, we're just going to run through my list. We've got follow-up to do with Stacy, but before we get there, we didn't really cover the astrological base. So what can you share? I mean, there's a lot of stuff going on. What do we need to know? Anything you can share with us that we need to know about that might help us with all this stuff?
Well, if you want to take the, what is it, five planets? Now, let's see. We got 1, 2, 3, 4. 4 planets that are in retrograde right now. And the theme seems to be that if we're noticing old habits, patterns coming and sneaking around again for us, it's time for us to really look at them and say, do I want to keep repeating them?
Uh-huh.
You know, those
old patterns
of old thoughts of no self-worth, or those old patterns of why is this always happening to me? I'm the victim of life. Why am I going through this? And if we can start looking at that and getting a bigger perspective, this is happening to teach me something. This is happening to show me something. Because a lot of the themes of the planets, like Pluto is about death and rebirth. So about changes. We just had a big, June was a big shift with that one. And then Saturn is about helping us go through life and leveling up. You know, what can we do? Do we need to stay in ego, or do we need to stay, or do we need to get the bigger perspective that there is greater help out there? We don't have to walk alone, that we can go forward.
Yeah, and remember then, my story? I turned it over and bam, whiplash, had miracles happen within days.
Exactly. And then like Neptune, it's finding the bigger picture. And Jupiter is about the perspective. So there's a big theme here about looking at things instead of going down the rabbit hole, which is okay to be there for a short time. I mean, because we are human. Yet at the same time, don't stay in that old pattern of the rabbit hole. Get up and get out. Get moving. What is this here to teach me? Why am I going through this? Okay. Instead of saying, gosh, that was a terrible month, like I use the perspective, it was a car wash. I went through the tumble section. I went through the you know, the blow dry, but yet I came out a little cleaner. I came out with more knowings. And so using perspective to help us can really get us through what we're going through.
All right. So the big thing, the big things are the planets in retrograde and all of that.
Mm-hmm. And the birth and rebirth. Pluto is in retrograde right now, and that's a big trigger on how we can go through the death and rebirth process. It's not about the death process. It's the rebirth process. Be the phoenix. You know, we can come out of this more alive.
So basically, are you saying kind of like now is a good time for us to let go of old habits, old patterns, and rebirth ourselves?
Exactly.
And who and what and how we want to be doing things and all that stuff.
Exactly. Okay. If we notice that we're hyper-focusing on something and taking us away from something, you know, pull back just a little bit and say, oh, that's a little bit out of balance. That's a little bit out of balance.
Okay.
Get more back in balance.
All right. And
as I say, it's not about being right or wrong. It's about righting the ship, getting the ship more upright, balancing the cargo so a ship is more upright. That's what we're to do in life.
Yeah,
because right
you know, the planet Mercury, we're all more familiar with retrogrades when Mercury goes into retrograde, which happens like 3-4 times a year. But we just went direct last month, I think, sometime.
Yes, and the next one's in September.
Right, but I felt like after this last Mercury retrograde, I didn't feel like it went away. It felt to me like it continued, but maybe is that because of the other four planets are in retrograde that it didn't feel like
the
cycle really?
Exactly. And a lot of times we're working through, like right now there's been the theme since we did have Mercury in retrograde coming into this year, so about communication, you know, and we're looking at how can we rebirth our communication with each other? How can we negotiate through some of these triggers like our electronics? You know, how are we communicating through our electronics that's not for the better, and how can we rebirth that so we're not staying in ego as much as we are going into the bigger perspective?
Yeah, okay.
So it's a spider web of weaving, and the universe is really speaking to us about how can we negotiate. In one day, I had 11-11, 1-11, 3-3-3, 4-4-4, and then my numbers was 7-11. And it was like, and I was busy doing yard work and different things, but as soon as I would come in and pick up the phone or to see if somebody messaged me, you know, it would be 3-3-3, and then it would be 4-4-4, and then it would be 7-11 as I picked up my phone after cooking dinner and eating. You know, it was like, it was amazing how the universe was showing me the patterns of trust the process. You've got your footing underneath you, and now be who you need to be.
Hey, no more skunks, huh?
I don't know. We got a resident one that likes to circle around different houses, and it just happened to be ours at the same time the dog went out at 3 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah. Oh, joy.
And she's a hunter, joy. So of course she had to investigate that.
And what did you say? I think you you didn't have any tomato juice, so you used something else to wash it. You said that was helpful. So why don't we remind people what that was, just in case anybody else gets skunked?
So it was a bottle of peroxide. It was like about a half a cup of baking soda, and then putting in like a drop or two, a drop or two of dish soap, and I used Dawn. So I know that that's a little bit more gentler on the skin. And mix that all up, and you put it on.
So hydrogen peroxide, baking soda, and Dawn,
and
dishwashing.
Yeah, okay. And just a dab, just enough to have it. It helps keep the liquid on the skin.
Yeah.
You leave it on for about 10 minutes. You put it on where you need to. And then I was careful around the eyes and the nose.
Yeah, and you want to supervise your dog while they're soaking in it. You don't let them sit alone because you don't want them to lick it off.
Yeah. And then I did that about for about 10 minutes. And the best thing you can do is get them as much as it's stinky right away before the oils sit on the skin. Because I noticed that I didn't brush up the skin very well. You know, go the opposite way to get in.
Mm-hmm.
And so when she's got ridgeback in her. So when the ridgeback skin came up, the smell came back a little bit. So, but it did help. It brought it down about 80%.
All right. Well, that's good to know. Okay. So if you find yourself without the tomato juice, then which apparently neutralizes the odor and so forth. But
yeah,
I've heard mixed reviews on that.
Yeah, we had another
never having had to do it myself, and I choose really not to experience that. I mean, well, way back, I do remember, I think I might have mentioned it last week, but and this was probably a few decades ago, but I was doing a private session in somebody's home with them and their dog.
You were mentioning
that. Yeah. And it was a really hot day. Nathan wasn't here. It was a really hot day, and so it was in the evening. But so the doors were open with fan, you know, to get and the dogs ran outside. And then there obviously was a skunk in the yard because the dog got skunked and came back in, and we were all permeated. I mean, so you can imagine doing a, you know, hours and hours counseling session in a skunk permeated house. That was one of my not so pleasant experiences.
Yes, it's not. It's not a pleasant place to be. I know that, you know, her bedding, you know, she came in instantly and was back out instantly, and it was on her bedding. We had to get all new bedding and everything like that. I know the anti-icky poo did help.
Yeah.
With a lot of that too, you know, letting it sit and then doing the anti-icky poo. It brought it down quite a bit too, because there was one bed out back that we couldn't get totally away, and then we sprayed that on there, and it did help a lot.
All right, fantastic. All righty, well let's make Nathan happy and stay on schedule with advertisers. So we'll take care of them. It is the most important part of the show, because without them, there is no show. So please listen, support them, thank them. And we come back. We got to do a follow up with Stacy, and then I got something going on at my house. I mean, more than that, I need to have Stacy look at. Tell me what the heck is going on, because I got two suspicions. But anyway, so I have to have Stacy look at that, and then I got a whole bunch of vet stuff for you. Some really good.
Hey, Stacy, you want to play psychic?
All kinds of things. Natasha, oh, no. Teach me
Natasha,
stuff. I'll help you out, Martha. I got your back.
All right, well, I want to follow up with Stacy. I need to know what Natasha sees, and you know the planets are all in retrograde, so. If I mess up, well, you understand.
Yeah,
somebody will straighten me out, like Nathan. Was it last week? I just blew through the first ad break and totally forgot that we didn't. I was so into it. It was so good to be back in the studio and talking to everybody. And David was here. It was different. And all of a sudden, 9:30. David's like having a heart failure, and I'm like, "What? What?" It's like, yeah. Oh, okay. I guess I didn't do that, did I?
Well, and me being dyslexic, I never. Tell others that they're speaking totally wrong, because it's like, otherwise there's always those fingers pointing back at me, so I just kind of ride with it. I knew what you meant.
Okie dokie then. So all right, let's go ahead and take care of advertisers, and everybody stay right where you are. Animal World continues straight ahead right here on Alternative Talk AM 1150.
Does your dog or cat have a health or mobility problem that is not responding to standard veterinary care? Are you looking for a non-medical alternative? I'm Nels Rasmussen, retired chiropractor and spiritual healer. I've helped people and pets all over the world to get their happy, active lives back when nothing else has worked. To learn more, go to healingministryforanimals.com. Go to healingministryforanimals.com now.
Hi, this is Martha Norwalk, host of Animal World, and I've got a question for you. Do you or anyone you know own a business, offer a service, or a product that does something good for animals, humans, or this planet? If the answer is yes, then I'd like to invite you to become a member of the Animal World family of advertisers. Lately, people are telling me they think radio advertising is exorbitantly expensive. Well, that can be true, but not on Animal World. Did you know that for as little as $45 a week, you can have two professionally written and produced commercials at no cost to you? You running on the show? You also get a link to your website on the homepage of the Animal World website and two live interviews on the show. Frankly, you can't afford not to do this. So if you'd like to join our great Animal World family of advertisers, or if you need more information, go to www.marthanorwalk.com to send me an email or call me at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258. Come on, give me a call and join the family. We'd love to have you.
Bored with the other stations hammering away on the same old talking points? Try Alternative Talk 1150 and get some variety.
Hey, y'all, I'm Martha Norwalk, and we are just getting rolling here on in the second hour of Animal World. And Natasha Venter is here. We've got open phone lines and happy to chat with you about your animal friends, or you could get a personal reading with Natasha if you've got something in your life you'd like her to look at. And let's see, who did we hear from? Oh, wonderful. Dr. Nels Rasmussen, healingministryforanimals.com. And if you were here last week, you heard some of the wonderful healing work, and we're going to hear more about that from Stacy right away. But if you would like to chat with Dr. Nels about whether or not he can help your animal friends, whether or not the Reset Do-It-Yourself at Home program would be helpful for you and your animal friends, he likes you to go through the website. So it's healingministryforanimals.com. Click on the contact link and fill that out. Say, hey, you'd like to talk to him. He always does a free telephone evaluation, just like I do. So he'll talk to you for free. And he's real honest. He's not going to try to sell you stuff you don't need. And he's very intuitive, so he'll know if your animal friend needs, you know, work when he tunes in. So you can trust him. Healingministryforanimals.com. Check him out. All righty. So, Stacy. Stacy has been a regular part of the show with Nels and Linda here for, well, why are you guys laughing? Because we've been having reports about bags. You know, Stacy, for any of you that don't know, Stacy is owned by two French bulldogs. The bane of my animal behavior therapist life right now. I've seen so many Frenchies, and man, am I finding them challenging. Well, the stuff that Stacy's going through with her Frenchies is actually kind of helping me in terms of, you know, the general work I'm doing with Frenchies, because starting to see a pattern here. So now, Stacy, we know your older female Frenchie tanks is like one of the perfect, just
perfect
great
dog.
Frenchies.
Just
well,
but dog.
Yeah, just wonderful temperament, personality. Stacy raised her and trained her to be a therapy dog so she can go to places. Mm-hmm. And yeah, a wonderful dog. And then she got bags. It's so cute, but not quite the perfect dog.
Right.
Isn't that the way it goes? You know, even in the two-legger series, that you get one kid that's pretty good, and then you have the second one.
Well, I don't
that's
know.
That's a little challenging.
I think, well, no, you're...
No, my two girls, I was lucky. I was totally.
You got two good ones?
I got two good ones.
Yeah.
Well, I think
yeah,
we
I
know
did
what
too.
Nata-
I did too.
Well, now, wait a minute. It would indicate from what you said that you got one
and
one bad one.
I love both
happens.
Mine.
Nathan, where are you? The first or the second one born? Or it's your older brother that's back east, isn't it?
Yeah, so I was a second born.
Oh, so you're the bad one. See?
No, more challenging. Well, I can say that with my kids, my first one came and had a different path than my second one, and my second one had a little more challenging path than my first one.
Okay, so a little more challenging. All right.
Yeah,
so
love them both. They taught me both well.
All right, so anyway, we have the slightly, the challenging little bags.
Misunderstood is what I call it.
Well, and he's had some, well, it kind of what, you know, neurotic sort of or compulsive behavior patterns that start up with him. So let's see. The first thing was, I don't know, maybe 3 or 4 months ago. What if I'm you correct me if I'm wrong, but what I'm remembering, Stacy, is that when you're sitting in the evening, maybe watching TV or something, Bags would come up and sit next to you, and then he'd start
licking
and wanting attention and licking and and you'd give him some attention and then say that's enough and but he was obsessive about it and he kept he needed it and you'd push him away and you'd ending up have to stiff arm him and hold him away, and it was becoming very, very frustrating for Stacy. Now, I, as the trainer and behavior therapist, would probably handle these things differently if they were my kids, but they're not. But so anyway, Stacy, then was it maybe 2 or 3 months ago on the second Sunday of the month when Dr. Nels and Linda were in, we had a little lull in the action. And so Stacy asked Dr. Nels, you know, explained us what was going on, and Dr. Nels tuned into Bags. And sure enough, he needed a reset, and so now Dr. Nels did a remote treatment with him that day on the air. Well, then later in the week, Stacy reported to all of us that lo and behold, went home that Sunday, and from that point on, you know, if she sat down in the evening, Bags would come up. He'd give her a little lick. She'd say, "That's nice. That's enough." And he'd say, "Okay," and be done with it. It was stopped. And that went on for the rest of the week. And then by the time we got to the next Sunday, we were able to report that it was wonderful, and it didn't come back. And that continued. It didn't come back, and it didn't come back, and it was great. It really seemed that just that one reset resolved the problem. All right. So then.
He decided.
Let's see. They were here. Dr. Nels and Linda were in last Sunday.
Yep.
So prior to that, was it happening just the week before?
It was probably a couple weeks before when it happened because my daughter had come over.
So do you want to explain what was going on?
So
what started happening?
The licking thing stopped, and so that was great. And then, so what happened was my daughter comes over sometimes, and so when she'd come over, Bags is fine, but when she starts getting ready to leave, then he becomes a little agitated and starts barking, you know, starts barking at her and starts to jump on her. And it's like, what is the matter with you? It's like, I don't understand. He'd never done that before, but now he started having this again. Maybe it's obsessive. I'm not sure, but just this, you could see it in his eyes. Like he's upset or he's agitated about something. So you have to
don't go.
Or Nels thought it was go.
either way.
Yeah.
From the behavior, you know, as a trainer, it can be either one. We want to help him leave or we want him to stay.
So, but he's, just very like jumping. It's like, what is the matter with you? I have to kind of get him back. But anyway, so we had a little lull last week. And so Nels kind of went at it again. And then,
So Dr. Nels, so Stacy's explained that this pattern had started where, you know, daughter gets ready to leave and he has a little temper tantrum.
Right.
And so Nels tuned in and treated him. And was there something else going on as well?
That was it.
Was that
the thing. Oh, and then when I would take them out for a walk, I get their harnesses out. And
that's the other thing.
Right. And I put Tanks on first, and she sits there, lets him put it on, and she waits by the door. And then recently, Bags would start, as I'm doing that, would start jumping on Tank and barking, doing that barking, jumping on him. And I'm like, okay, stop. You know,
there's something about transition, that he's not ready for transition.
Huh, interesting.
Do you communicate with him?
Yeah, I mean,
I mean, in the sense of, you know, like beforehand.
Yeah.
You know, type of thing with, you know, letting them know that things are going to happen.
Yeah, and, like, you know, we're going to go on our walk. We're going to, you know, okay, when they're eating breakfast, I said, let's eat breakfast, and then we'll go on a walk after you guys are done. Huh. We'll go take a little walk.
But so this was a change in the pattern. Normally, he would be patient while you were putting on tanks, harness and stuff.
Yeah,
and
then or at least quiet. I mean, he's
but
not.
I mean, he's jumping all over her, making it hard to get the harness on and she and barking and all that sort of stuff.
It's like, what's
so there was those two things that had started up.
Right.
So Nels, Dr. Nels worked on him last Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
So what happened?
So then Tuesday, my daughter came over for dinner.
Yeah.
And then getting ready to leave, she's, you know, putting on her coat, and he's just... We're kind of. I had told her what had happened. That
Nails had worked on.
Right. So I'm trying not to like. Oh, what's he gonna do? We just kind of played along, and so. But we're both kind of looking. I'm like, oh, here, because she's expecting to, you know, what the whole disaster last time, and so. But we're just kind of watching him, and he just watches her put her shoes on and say goodbye and open the door, and he's just watching her, and she's like, oh, okay, bye, Bags. We'll see you later, and then he ran off to his bed. He didn't do that whole, you know.
And then what
fiasco.
Happened when you went to take him for
and
a walk?
And so then that night I thought, well, let me check this out. So then I go, let's go for a walk, guys. So I get the leashes out, put the harness on, and he's just hanging out, waiting his turn. So And so then I've done it the last few nights now where, you know, we go out. I said, okay, we're going to go. And he hasn't done that jumping on her and barking at Tank anymore.
Anyway, I'm finding this absolutely fascinating because here's the second time with two more patterns, and Nels resets them, and the pattern stops and goes away. Now, I said, you know, as a behavior therapist and trainer, I would handle this completely differently because when those neurotic sort of behaviors start, and this is what you're learning from me when doing the educational series with Walter Stoffel, which, by the way, picks up again next week. I would just interrupt it and nip it in the bud and shut it down and then trigger them back to whatever it was that I wanted at the moment. And it would be done and over with the first time it ever happened. But you know, I and most of the people I work with want quick fixes and all that sort of stuff. But it's real fascinating to see Stacy go through this with her dogs and with Nels working. Now, at the same time, we should be fair in all of this, is that it wasn't only just Nels that worked on Bags. Linda also did some work on Stacy. So that combination sometimes is that. But when I'm seeing that's so fascinating to me, and what's kind of helping me is seeing that, all right, now Bags is the kind of exceptional one that I'm finding so challenging in terms of really being able to eradicate behaviors, and solidly change the behavior, because a lot of times it comes back, and I haven't been sure of. Well, is it because the people get off the program, they start spoiling these guys again and then all of this, but they're bulldogs and that. Anyway, so I'm still trying to figure it out. But now I'm seeing this pattern with Bags, and very interesting that just the neuroenergetic balancing from Dr. Nels and Linda with Stacy and Bags is solving the problems. So... now I'm thinking, well, now this is obviously going to be another great tool in the toolbox for Frenchies, but maybe when I'm seeing these really neurotic ones, that maybe we need to get consistent work with Dr. Nels going to keep these guys balanced. So maybe as when we're at it, Natasha could kind of look at that energy with what was going on with Bags, because it's three different episodes of behavior, and then Nels doing the resets.
I'm wondering
what
though
you think
if
it might be going on, and is this a pattern that could be useful with all neurotic little Frenchies and stuff? Or I mean, what
it
do
couldn't
you see?
Hurt. No, I'm wondering if Nels works on the back of his neck, like at the base of the skull, like
where that's usually always a point.
Yeah, and the axis and occiput, you know, because I almost get that they get twisted a little bit for him. They get twisted a little bit for him, and so
his occiput,
and Atlas.
Now, isn't that interesting? I mean, because my occiput occasionally shifts,
mm-hmm.
and when it shifts, I get migraine headaches.
Mine is I can't sit down. I get agitated.
Oh,
when my,
okay.
when I start to twist, I don't sleep very well. I get kind of it's uneasy for me. Yeah, one time my dad was a chiropractor, and I walked and walked and walked and walked, and he says, "Come here." He adjusted my Atlas and occiput, and I went, "Oh, finally, I can sit down." So that's what I was getting was that there's something at the base of his neck that gets out or off.
Oh, okay.
And it's attached to some of his nervous system, and it happened when he was born.
Oh, yeah. So this is more something specific to bags. It's not something like an apply.
Well, the Frenchies could have done that too, because I mean, it could be a theme with a lot of the Frenchies because they're. Their skulls are such,
okay.
you know, and that's what they, don't
see,
come
I'm
the,
yeah,
they don't come through
heads,
the tube
yeah.
very easily. Because
this is definitely a pattern going on. And there, and so I just want to make sure that I'm gleaning whatever I can from this to help other situations,
mm-hmm.
you know,
yeah,
with Frenchies.
You kind of think how a Frenchie would come through the tube compared to a dog with a nose or, you know.
Okay.
You know, there's it's just different.
Right.
And usually they're a little bit bigger headed.
Yeah,
know,
that's usually
mom.
Why they're sectioned because their heads are so big. Because
So with that, and then if they're pulled out, you know, and that's what happens mm-hmm. with babies too. If they're pulled out with their heads in a different way, their Atlas and occiput are a little bit off.
Yeah, because you know, like I've had both of them. They were from the same breeder, and you know, I did the same things with bags that I did with Tang. We had a ton of classes. We got to go with little puppies when they're little. We go to these little playtimes. Then we went to several obedience classes to get him socialized, you know, just me and him, not bringing Tank. So we did like the same program.
Did all the stuff.
Yeah. And it's like, what happened to you?
And you got two totally different dogs. Yeah. Well, see, and that's where the individual nature comes
exactly.
in.
But I did, you know, the behavior thing, like I have like a squirt bottle. So when he would do things, I mean, I'd break, and he stops right away when you break up his obsessiveness.
Yeah.
But it's like, I didn't want to squirt him. And then as soon as I bring it out, now he stops whatever he's doing. So he's, you know, he can. But it was interesting to just by not doing that and just having nails and Linda's work, that he's able to, you know, calm himself down or not be so, you know.
Yeah, so there's more than just going on,
you
know, than just the surface stuff. And,
right.
And there may be, you know, there's always more than one way to address things. But it's just fascinating to me that bags continue, you know, there'll be a different little neuroses that comes up here and there. But yet it seems that the neuroenergetic balancing seems to do the trick.
That's what Nels told me, you know, after I had emailed him this week. He said, you know, he seems to find other outlets for his, you know.
His angst.
Yes. He finds it different.
All right. Okay. So let's look at it this way, Natasha. Is there anything else that we could be doing that might help balance this permanently? Or is this always kind of the way
it's a Frenchy thing. It's a Frenchy thing.
It is a Frenchy thing.
It's a Frenchy thing.
So I could encounter this with others, and it maybe has to do with the birthing process and what happens to their neck or spine or alignment.
Well, it's funny that Natasha talks about his neck, because sometimes what I'll do when he gets a little neurotic about something is if I just kind of like massage his neck and I just say, "Oh, you're a good boy. Let's be a good boy," you know.
Yeah.
And then he kind of seems to calm himself down a little bit. So I don't know. Maybe. There you go.
So does it seem like, is she helping something?
Yeah, because it's that, it's the... Because a lot of times when we get, I'm not going to say out of alignment, but out of sorts up there, that, you know, when we do massage, many times we can release the muscles and things. The body wants to right itself. And so if we can support the body righting itself, then it does it. And that's where massaging a little bit can help release some of the tension that bottles up in that area.
Yeah. Okay.
It's like releasing the cork in a way is what I'm seeing.
All right.
All right. Well, very good. And
congratulations.
Yes, Stacy, thanks so much for the great follow-up. And of course, we'll look forward to next month when Nels and Linda are here to find out what's going on with bags.
Then, never-ending story.
Well, but I think we skipped a month because I think last month it wasn't. We were just following up from
with the other.
So maybe next month will be good. And so maybe we'll have every other month he has a new neurosis. It'll be interesting to follow this to see what happens with it. So anyway, let's...
Frenchies seem to have an interesting nervous system.
Well, they got an interesting everything. But
they were second at the Westminster show this year. Did you see that? Reserve best in show.
Yeah, yeah.
So
I did, and
they know how to show off. That's
right.
Sure.
But now, the first thing I noticed... after Westminster, when you look at the dog that Frenchie, do you notice the exquisite conformation in those show dogs and how much different they are than our regular Frenchies that you live with?
Yeah,
I mean
that one's a stock. Yeah,
yeah, I mean that's what they're supposed to look like. So not everybody is breeding for good conformation and all of that, but. Boy, when they're well bred, I mean, he was kind of a stunning looking dog.
Right.
But
yeah.
The problem is they're just too darn cute. And they're bulldogs, and we forget that. And, cute bulldogs are not. I mean, but I find them more challenging than English bulldogs.
Mm-hmm.
So living and learning with our Frenchies. And I told you that the first time I had bit in a long time was. By a Frenchie.
Oh boy!
And then last week, Chiweenie. But I did. I knew it was going to happen. I just had to see. I wanted anyway. He wasn't real serious about it. But I wanted to see what exactly was going to do, and if the lax behavior on the part of the owner was going to be an issue. And of course, it was. But anyway, so every once in a while. Okay, thank you, Stacy. And now, before it gets too long past time, let's take care of our advertisers. And it is the most important part of the show, everybody. So stay right where you are. And, if you have a question for me or Natasha, or you'd like a personal reading with Natasha, or you want to know why your animal's doing what's doing, give us a call, 425-373-5527 or 1-888-298-5569. Email is animalworldlive@hotmail.com. When we continue, though, if you haven't called in, there's something Natasha has to look at for me because I don't know what the heck's going on. So we're going there next. I'm taking advantage of Natasha being here. So stay right where you are. And Stacy, you don't have to be psychic. It's Natasha I'll talk to. Animal World continues right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
Do you feel overwhelmed by the people around you or the energies you encounter daily in today's world? When the drama and the emotions wear you down, it's important to have the tools to deal with the challenges life is bringing your way. And that's where Natasha Venter can help. Natasha is a medium and an intuitive personal awareness coach who is inspired to help those walking through the emotions and grief of today's energies. Visit Natasha's website, angelicclarifications.com, to discover how her unique skills and compassionate approach can help. That's angelicclarifications.com. There's no need to carry the load by yourself. Learn more at angelicclarifications.com.
Hi, this is Martha. Did you know that besides hosting Animal World, I'm also an animal behavior therapist and trainer with more than 40 years of professional experience? I work with you privately in your home or over the phone to help you understand your animal friends and resolve whatever behavior, training, or healing problems you've got going on. Most of my expertise is with cats and dogs, but I sometimes work with other types of animals as well. So whether it's puppies or kittens, adult dogs or cats, or elderly animal issues, I can help. Cats not using the litter box? Biting or scratching you or your furniture? Maybe they're fighting with each other or waking you up at night. I've got answers. Dogs barking too much, jumping or dragging you around the block on your walk? Does he have separation anxiety or chew up stuff he shouldn't? I've got answers. Whatever's going on with your animal friends, I will help you fix it. I am more than reasonably priced and often need to see you only once. I always do a free, no-obligation telephone evaluation, so give me a call and bug my voicemail if you need immediate attention. You'll find me at Martha's Canine, Feline, and All Creature Counseling at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258, and I'd love to hear from you.
Would you like to access portals of possibilities for transformation, consciousness, expansion, and new experiences of health and well-being? Ancient knowledge and new science tell us that everything manifests from vibratory frequencies. Jude Ponton can assist you in shifting frequencies for personal health, aligning and balancing your energy or the energy of your home, property, or workspace. Jude can work with you remotely, office, or on-site if you live in the Seattle area. Jude can also teach classes in the Acutonic Sound Healing System. Check out whispering-dragon.com. That's whispering-dragon.com for descriptions of services. Or call 206-706-2836. That's 206-706-2836. You can even email resonate@whispering-dragon.com for information or to schedule sessions.
Alternative Talk 1150, local talk for the body, mind, and soul.
Hey y'all, I'm Martha Norwalk, and we're winding down the second hour of this week's edition of Animal World already, but we're here till noon today, and every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. And golly, Natasha Venter is here, our medium communicator, general psychic person, and personal awareness coach. And wouldn't you know, we heard... whoever the guy is talking about you.
And, I don't know who that was. I think my commercial came in right when everything was changing here at the office.
Yeah, and I don't know who it is either.
I think his name's Jason.
Oh, maybe Nathan knows. Okay. But anyway, but the wonderful voice talking about Natasha. So, Natasha, you are available for private readings.
I am.
And people can... find out about you through your website, angelicclarifications.com, or they can just call you to schedule.
Exactly. And I usually do give a few minutes of a conversation to let people know who I am and that kind of thing. So I do kind of, in a way, give my little free area to embrace the moment of, does this work for
us? So if you're interested in a private reading, Natasha's also one of the reasonably priced psychics around, and all you got to do is go to her website, angelicclarifications.com, or you can give her a call, 360-770-7486, 360-770-7486. Now, you can check out on her website, she's got some custom classes that she schedules for you. But the other thing you want to know about that you can do consistently and regularly is your podcasts on Mondays and Wednesdays at 4 o'clock. Mm-hmm. So Mondays at 4 o'clock, what happens on Mondays?
Mondays, it's with Regan Forreston and I, and we're doing the Dance of the Soul.
And what does Regan do?
He is a hypnotherapist with the Newton Institute. And so he works with seeing through in between lives and past lives through hypnosis. Uh-huh. And he's an amazing man who's, you know, in his 70s, who's lived through much in his life. And he takes a lot of experiences that he's learned.
One of the wise ones.
He's one of the wise ones. And he's very humble about life, too. So he cares deeply. And we make a great team talking about life and how things have been going on. And he's actually been awakening to his intuitiveness. So he says, boy, since I met Natasha, my intuitive knowings have really increased. So it's been fun to work with him on that. And we different conversations. One day we were talking about grief, and one day we were talking about, you know, anger and, you know, different things like that. And then on Wednesdays, I'm 4 o'clock on my YouTube channel and Facebook. And Natasha Venter, Angelic Clarifications, and I do live with talking about life. Sometimes it's about change. Sometimes it's about struggling. Sometimes I just talk about what's going on in the world right at that moment and how to go through what's going on in life.
Okay, so this is both Mondays at 4. And Wednesdays at 4. Mm-hmm. And what are all the ways that people can find this or watch it?
So you can see me on Angelic Clarifications, Natasha Venter, on Facebook. And you can also see me on YouTube. And everything is on video. So if you can't catch me live.
Natasha Venter on YouTube?
Mm-hmm.
Or Angelic Clarifications on both. Facebook?
Either
place you could
put in
watch
either name.
Mm-hmm. And listen.
Yep. On
and
Facebook.
And then you're saying that it would be there.
Anytime.
So you can go. You can actually listen after.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. Okay. And I have started actually being on podcasts too. So you can go to iTunes. Well, I'm not on iTunes yet because I can't figure that one out. But but you can catch me on, you know, all the other formats of podcast and catch my shows. I'm loading up past shows, but they're all pretty relevant about or things going on now. You know, just it's about tuning in to talk. Sometimes I'm talking about the full moon and what to do with full moons and the energies of that. So
wonderful.
You can catch me on my podcast now, Natasha Venter or Life Clarifications.
All right. Fantastic. All right. So now you know how to find Natasha everywhere.
Yes.
Okay.
I am getting there pretty much everywhere.
All right. We don't have a whole lot of time, but we can get started here if there's a quick answer. I did check in with you last month about my hummingbirds,
mm-hmm.
Because things were shifting with them, and you know the Annas were kind of moving out and away, and then I was only Rufuses, and you said, well, put you know, feeder out farther. I did that. Oh, and let me tell you, the first thing, you know, all of my feeders that I have up, I've had seven of them up all around the house, but they're under the eaves, you know, and close mm-hmm. up by the windows, so I can see them. All right, so when I did, you know, there's a shepherd's hook out my back, and I took the decoration and hung that elsewhere, and I put mm-hmm. the hummingbird feeder back on this shepherd hook out in the yard. You know, it's up on the terrace. Didn't even think about this. But I go out later to check it, like, it's become an ant graveyard.
Yeah.
I never, you know, because with them under the eaves of my house, I never thought about ants, you know, and they talk about in feeders, they have ant moats to keep them out of the,
mm-hmm.
but I never thought about that because I've never had ants be a problem. But you put them out in the yard on a shepherd's hook, there's a way for ants to come up. Mm-hmm. Well, and because there is a an ant moat in the middle of this feeder, but I didn't realize that's what it was, and I didn't put any liquid in there.
Mm.
So they could climb in and out, and so they all got into the nectar. And so I think I wiped out a whole nest of little teeny ants. So then I cleaned that out and realized, oh, that's what ant moats are for. So then I put, you know, liquid in the ant moat, and that has solved the problem. But Natasha, my hummingbirds have disappeared again, completely. They are gone. And, you know, the hummingbirds, you know, the Annas are there all year long. And then the roofies come in the spring. And then they all disappear for like 3 to 4 weeks, a month, while they're building nests, making, mm-hmm. mating, laying eggs, and raising their babies. And then they all come back. So that happened. And you remember, I had all the babies mm-hmm. lining up at the bar and putting the bigger feet on all of that. But then now they are completely gone again. So my thoughts were, well, they're having a second batch of babies, or because this, and the other possibility was that because it has been, you know, I'm in the forest and it's been so cold, so wet, so little sunshine getting down to the ground, nothing is blooming in my neighborhood yet.
Mm-hmm.
And so a half a mile down the street, you know, the crocosmi are all bloomed and have bloomed. The lilies have bloomed. The lilies are on their way out. Well, my lilies are just starting to mm-hmm. bloom. My crocosmia, the first one just opened to blossom yesterday.
Yeah.
So it's just, so I wondered, did the hummingbirds all leave to better neighborhoods with more flowers? And we're like,
yeah.
So what's going on with my hummers? They're all gone.
Yes, it's the ebb and flow. Like I was saying with the you know, in the ground, you know, things have been changing. So the animals are basically instinctual, you know, uh-huh. they're going to go where the food is. And as much as you know, you make really good food for them. It's not a balanced diet.
Well, you know, I've got, you know, there's a great insect hunting area and I've got all the feeders, but I, my, you know, my instincts tell me that, you know, homemade nectar
is not
as good as the real stuff that comes out of flowers.
It's not a balanced diet.
And I don't have any flowers really. And now, will anybody come back now that Crocrosmia is starting to bloom
They'll come back.
All right. Well, that's good. Then I'll clean out the feeders. But Nels was hoping last week that everybody's having a second batch, but I was basically getting no on that and thinking that they just left for more blooms.
It's that flow.
Are you seeing something over there, Nathan?
I'm just seeing this little blurb here. It says the timing of hummingbird migration is driven by instinct and not necessarily the availability of food. Huh. And that instinct is usually driven by the decreasing daylight hours and not temperatures. So it's
There's something about the food dealing with her situation because they're not migrating. They're just changing locations.
And I know that's
what migration is, but this is about a neighborhood.
All right, what we're talking about. So the migration, the regular spring migration is more dictated by
instinct.
Than temperature or weather. But we're not talking about migration. We're talking about moving.
About availability.
Neighborhood, going to a different neighborhood. Yeah. And they do want fresh flowers.
Mm-hmm.
And they're having to go out of my neighborhood to find any because nobody's blooming yet. We're just starting.
Yeah.
So, but they'll come back, you said.
Yes, okay. They'll come back.
All right.
And it won't be like, you know, day and night. You know, it won't be that much, but they'll start.
You're right. All righty. So then good news. My hummers will be back.
Yeah.
And it is what I thought it was. And there we go. And we have an answer for the moles, too. Isn't that interesting? And it makes total sense.
Yeah.
All righty. So we are going to wrap up hour number two and fire up hour number three. But that means in the meantime, we got Love Train happening again. So it's time for our exercising and dancing portion of the show. Time to get those juices flowing and get all energized up for the day and the week and help Martha get back into her pants. And I'm making progress. I am. Anyway, dancing helps a lot.
I dance around my house weekly.
And Diane's chiropractor says it's the best way to exercise at home.
Dance. Gets that root chakra going.
Yep. So I energize up the Love Train. Oh, and by the way, dancing is required. You don't get to sit this one out. Well, I guess you could because you can dance in your head. You can dance in your bed. You can dance in your chair. You can dance anywhere. Get up on your feet. Join us on the Love Train. We're going to cruise through and pick you up. And I energize up the Love Train with the Yogi Energization Prayer. So it fills us all up for the rest of the day and week. Here we go. Oh, Infinite Spirit, recharge our bodies with thy conscious cosmic energy, our minds with thy concentration and determination. Our souls and all souls with thy ever new joy. O eternal youth, the body and mind, abide in us forever and forever via the Love Train, and it's coming up right now. Animal World continues straight ahead, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.